林多前书一章三十节。
Could we please together open our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 again?
我们呢，请中文的先来读一遍，然后请英文的再读一遍，好不好？我们一起来。哥林多前书一章三十节。
We will first ask those who speak Chinese read the Chinese verse, and then our English-speaking brothers and sisters will read the English verse.
好，一起来。
Together, please.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
1 Corinthians 1:30。But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
好，我们再来翻译，再来读罗马书第八章。
Now Romans chapter 8.
我们先读十二节到十七节。
First, we will read from verse 12 to 17.
我先来读哈，十二章第八章十二节到十七节，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Romans 8 verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the Spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
然后我们读二十二节到二十五节。
Now verse 22, verse 25.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
Verse 12:22.For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with first pains together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for why does one still hope for what he sees?But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
我们再回过来读十一节，好，我们再读一节圣经，十一节。
Now one more verse, we'll come back to verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
我们一点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer, please?
我早晨再一次愿圣灵宝会师来向我们说话。
Father, this morning, may the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, once again speak to us.
把你在耶稣基督里面所做成了极大的救赎，再次述说在我们里面。
so that you will say it again into our heart, the tremendous redemptive work that Jesus Christ has accomplished.
好, 叫我们能够全人全心地归向我们的主。
So that all whole being will turn to our Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. 我想我们来到神的家中，想要来认识我们的神。
I believe when we come to the house of God to know our God.
我们已经信主多年的时候呢，我们也想知道我们呢到底信的是什么。And
also after we have believed in the Lord for so many years, we want to know what is our true faith.
到底我们信的主耶稣基督呢，我们在里面要。
After we have believed in our Lord Jesus Christ, what kind of inner experience should we have?
里面圣经觉得那个哥林多前书一章三十节呢，把这样的经历说得非常的完全。
I'm so convinced that in 1 Corinthians 1:30 has so clearly described this kind of experience.
但我们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
It is of God that we are in Christ Jesus.
神又使他成为我们的智慧。
And he became from God our wisdom.
就是公义, 圣洁和救赎,
and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
我们呢,
In Christ Jesus, we received righteousness. And before him, we are justified. Now Christ Jesus has become our sanctification.
我们的经历要成圣的路,
and we are experiencing in this process of being sanctified. And again, he wants to give his redemption. To us. And that is when they will be glorified.
说到我们的灵要得，灵要复苏。
It tells us that our spirit will be quickened.
我们的魂呢, 心思意念要更新,
our soul, our mind, our thoughts will be renewed.
有一天我们这个身体要得到救赎,
and one day our body will be redeemed.
当主耶稣基督他在路加福音21章的时候,
In Luke chapter 21, our Lord Jesus Christ,
他在橄榄山上面跟他的门徒们说到将来要发生的事情。
He talked to his disciples on the Mount of Olives about things that would come.
说到将来天师要怎样的变动。
And he talked about how the power in the heaven will be changed.
将有极大的灾难要临到。
And there will be a great affliction coming to the world.
世上的人因为看见这些事情就心中非常的惶恐。
All the people in the world seeing all these things are so perplexed because of fear.
他说那时呢，他们要看见。
And Jesus said, on that day,
人子呢, 有能力, 有大荣耀, 要驾云降临,
that the Son of Man will come in a cloud with power and great glory.
那么对这些信主的人呢, 这什么样的经历呢?
Now to these believers, what kind of experience is it?
他说呢, 你们一看见这些事情啊,
and Jesus says, once you see the thing,
一有这些事啊, 你们就当挺身昂首。
You should straighten up and lift up your head.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你们得赎的日子近了。
Because the day of your redemption is drawing near.
在主耶稣基督来的时候，我们得着救赎。
When the Lord Jesus Christ returns, we shall be redeemed.
我们不是已经得了救赎了吗?
And we would ask, isn't it we have been redeemed?
我们那些信主的人，我们一旦信主耶稣基督的时候，那么他的新的生命已经赐给我们了吗?
Isn't that when we first believed in Jesus Christ,
we have a new life?
Isn't that we have received this new life?
同时呢，我们在信主的路上
，and also in our spiritual journey，
我们的魂不是也经历拯救吗
？Isn't our soul being saved？
天天呢，那个跟随主，我们的心思意念要改变
，and daily we follow the Lord， our mind， our thoughts are being renewed。
我们呢，这一生呢，在经历这魂的救赎
，so our life， we are experiencing this salvation。
主耶稣基督为什么还说你们得赎的日子近了呢
？And why the Lord Jesus says that the day of your redemption draws near？
保罗他在罗马书第8章22。
And Paul says this in Romans 8:22.
他说呢，我们呢，知道一切受造之物啊，一同叹息劳苦啊，直到如今。
Paul says that we know that the whole creation groans and labors with first pains together until now.
不但如此啊，就是我们这些这有新生灵出结果子的，也是自己心里叹息。
Not only that, but also we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves.
等候呢得着儿子的名分。
And eagerly waiting for our adoption as sons.
那是什么呢？
And what is that?
那就是我们的身体得赎。
And that's the redemption of our body.
哎，有一天我们主来的时候。
One day when our Lord returns.
我们要得到完全的救赎。
We will receive a full redemption.
不但我们的那个灵得拯救了。
Not only is our spirit saved.
我们的心思意念改变了。
Not only our mind and thoughts being changed.
更宝贝的是我们的身体要改变。
What's more precious is that our body will be changed.
彼此的身体啊要得到完全的救赎。
This mortal body will receive the complete redemption.
保罗说呢，这个是儿子的名分。
And Paul says this is the adoption of
the son. And
this is what we're waiting for.
什么是儿子的名分呢？
So what is the adoption as son?
乃是我们的身体。
That is the redemption of our body.
哎，我们一旦信主耶稣基督了。
Once we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
神就把儿子名字名分赐给我们。
God has given us this adoption as son.
在那个前面我们读的时候啊，他说这个神就把我们领受了神的时候，领受主的时候，他是把那个儿子的心啊赐给我们，叫我们能够呼叫阿爸父。
When we first received the Lord, God has given us this mind of the spirit of a son calling Abba Father.
他那里的儿子的心啊，其实呢，就是说到那个儿子名分的灵。
Actually, here the Bible is talking about this spirit of adoptions as sons.
The spirit of adoption, 那个儿子那个名分哈，那个灵啊，就赐给我们了。
So this spirit of adoption has been given to us.
我们知道我们是神的儿女。
So we know we are God's children.
我们里面可以呼叫阿爸父。
Therefore, from within our heart, we could call Abba Father.
但是这个儿子的名分呢，他所说到的更是极其丰富的。
But this adoption as son speaks much more.
他不单是说到我们是灵要得拯救啊。
It speaks not only that our spirit will be saved.
不单是说到我们魂要更新。
Not only our soul is being renewed.
儿子的名分呢，更说到我们身体要得赎。
The adoption of son also speaks that our body will be
renewed. 感谢赞美主了，耶稣基督要成为我们的救赎。
We thank and praise the Lord that Jesus Christ will become our.
当他来的时候呢，我们身体要得赎。
When he comes, our body will be redeemed.
我们要完全经历他儿子的名分。
So totally, we will experience the reality
of the adoption
of sons.
我们的光是灵得救了。
It's not only our spirit being saved.
我们的魂更新了。
It's not only that our soul is being renewed.
神的心意还不满足。
Even so, God's heart is not satisfied.
神呢，要我们神的永远的心意，所以我们要穿上那个荣耀的身体。
God's eternal purpose for us is to put on the glorious body.
我们这个必死的身体也要经历那个救赎。
So the mortal body will experience that redemption.
为我们当我们穿上那个荣耀的身体的时候。
When we put on the glorious body.
哎，我们活在神的面前的时候。
As we live before Him.
哎，神的心意才满足。
Only then God's heart is satisfied.
神呢，我们才完全得到那个儿子的名分。
And then at this time we totally receive the adoption.
这是那个完备的救恩啊。
And so this is the full salvation.
这是全备的救恩啊。
This is complete salvation.
为什么我们的身体啊？神那么看重啊。
Why does God cherish so much of our bodies?
为什么神救了我们的灵，救我们的魂之后，还救我们这个身体呢？
Why is it after God has saved our spirit and soul, He still wants to save our body?
常常我们对我们的身体啊，有一个 不准确的观念。
Often we have this inaccurate notion of our bodies.
其实历史历代的人呢，常常有这样的，也是不是很准确的观念。
Actually, this is so throughout all the generations.
我们想说我们得救嘛，哈。
We would think, well,
since we're saved, 这个灵和那个苏醒了
，our spirit is quickened，
可以跟神开交通了。
Now we can communicate with God。
感谢赞美主啊
！We praise and thank God, such a wonderful thing。
有信主以后啊，我们心思意念要改变。
And after believing the Lord, our thoughts are being renewed。
我们这个人呢，这个性情要像我们的主。
Our whole being will becoming like our Lord。
这是何等美的事
！Oh, what a glorious thing！
我们这个身体嘛。
And as to our body,
这个有一天呢，就要毁坏的哈。
One day they will be destroyed.
有一天呢，就要归于尘土的。
And one day they will go to dust.
这个身体啊，我们实在不觉得我们的身体有什么样的重要。
So we don't think our bodies are that important.
我们觉得这个我们操练的，就追求啊这个灵的那个复苏啊。
So what we are pursuing after is a spiritual revival.
我们呢也注意我们这个心思意念的改变。
We also exercise ourselves in the change of our mind and thought.
但是我们常常的忽略了我们这个身体在神面前的功用。
But we often neglect the very functions of our bodies.
所以我们花点时间呢，来看看这个身体啊，身体上怎么样。描述的啊。
Therefore, we would like to take some time to understand how the Bible describes the bodies.
在那个圣经里面。
in the scriptures,
特别是罗马书跟加拉太书啊，
especially in Romans and Galatians,
他呢用了三个字来描述我们这个人。
Paul uses the three words to describe we as people.
一个希腊字啊，它是说我们翻译啊是翻成肉体，或者是有时候翻成肉身，有时候呢翻成情欲。这个是那个 sauce 哈，这个。
The first Greek word is called sauce. Sometimes it's translated as the flesh, the carnal part.
那么另外第二个字呢是 Simon， 它是说就是说到我们这个身体哈，这个物质的身体。
The second part is Simon, is our physical body.
这个中文通常翻成我们的身体或者翻成身子哈。
So our Chinese Bible simply says it's our body.
那还有一个字呢是 melos， 它是特别说到了我们这个肢体哈，它是我们的这个肢体是怎么样的情形。
And the third word is melos, it speaks of the members of the body.
那么身体呀、啊，就第二个身体呀、啊、跟肢体呀、啊，其实是说到同样的一件事情。
So the second definition of the body.And the third one actually speak of the same thing.
那不管是他的身体跟肢体，常常是可以互相用这个交换着用的。
So whether Paul is speaking of the members or speaking of the body as a whole, these two words are interchangeable.
身体呢，说到我们这个全人啊，全身。
And then the body simply speaks of our whole being.
那肢体呢，说到我们的手啊、脚啊，哈，这个。
The members speak of the limbs of our body.
他们的意思非常清楚，说到我们这个物质的身体。
And it's very clear they speak of the physical body.
但是那个第一个 sauce 呢，这个字呢就比较复杂一点。
But it's more complicated with the first word sauce.
它呢，有的时候呢。它是说到我们这个物质的身体。
Sometimes it speaks of our physical body.
比如说在希伯来书，他说呢，耶稣既然在肉体的时候大声祷告，应该翻成肉身更好哈。
For example, in Hebrews, in the days of his flesh, Jesus cried out with vehement tears and with supplication.
但是大部分时候用到这个字的时候，都是很负面的。
But most of the time, when this word is used, it connotes negative meaning.
说到我们这个人的那个罪性的一面。
It speaks of our sinful nature.
还说到肉体的时候呢，就说到我们这个老我，我们这个旧造，我们这个情欲，我们这个罪的那个人哈。
It speaks of our old creation, our sinful nature, our old man.
在我们在读的时候呢，我们总觉得。这个肉体的跟我们的身体应该是两个不同的事情。
As we read the Bible, we would think, well, the flesh and the body should be two totally different things.
肉体呢，是我们这个脊、这个魂、这个魂的领域里面的这个事情哈。
The flesh speaks of the things within the realm of self, of soul.
身体呢，好像是说到我们这个物质身体的这个方面的。
Now the body seems to speak of the physical body only.
看起来两个是不同的事情。
So on the surface, they seem to be totally different.
但是呢，你发觉呢，在读的时候啊，其实这两件事情啊是息息相关的。
But actually, as we study the Bible, we feel these two things are so closely related.
常常我们的肉体跟我们身体啊是一起说的，并着讲的。
The Bible often mentions the flesh and the body side by side.
那么什么是肉体呢？
And what is the flesh?
我想加拉太书啊，第五章啊，那里描述肉体啊，在它的坏的一面啊，它描述的非常的清楚啊。
Now in Galatians chapter 5, it speaks of the negative side of the flesh so clearly.
中文有的时候把肉体啊翻成情欲啊。
Sometimes in Chinese Bible, the flesh is translated as lust.
那五章十九节啊。
5:19.
它那里应该是翻成肉体的事啊。
5:19, it speaks of the works of the flesh, although Chinese Bible says the works of the lust.
那肉体的事呢，都是显而易见的。
Now Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh are evident.
譬如说奸淫。
Which are fornication,
污秽
uncleanness,
邪荡
lewdness,
拜偶像
idolatry,
邪术
sorcery,
仇恨
hatred,
争竞
contentions,
嫉妒
jealousies,
恼恨
outbursts of wrath,
结党
selfish ambition,
纷争
deception,
嫉妒 异端
heresies,
嫉妒
envy,
醉酒
drunkenness,
荒恋荒恋哎呀他你看 他说肉体的时候呢把我们那个人的坏的一面呢完全都包括在里头去了。
So when Paul speaks of the flesh in a negative way, it just encompasses all the bad things of the flesh.
所以我们人类那个污秽脏肮脏的一面
all the filthy, impure side of man.
那个不讨神喜欢的地方。
Places that displease God.
那个与神为仇为敌的那一部分。
The very part that goes against our God.
都描述都包括这个肉体里头。
It's all included in the flesh.
哎，这个肉体啊，实在是怎么样了？应该怎么样了？
So it tells exactly what the flesh is.
他说呢，凡属耶稣基督的基督耶稣的人呢，是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Paul says those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
对的，对的，这个罪恶的这个肉体呢，我们怎么办呢？
So what do we do with this sinful flesh?
他说呢，要看他与耶稣基督同定十字架。
Paul says it's been crucified with Christ.
我们的这个肉体呢，唯一的结局呢，就是死。
The only end for this flesh is death.
跟耶稣基督同死。
To die with Christ.
那个在十字架上把他钉死。
Nailed to the death on the cross.
那么圣经上说到身体呢
？When the Bible speaks of the body.
他又说到身体是不是很中性呢？
Is it very neutral?
发觉呢，身体说描述到身体的时候啊，其实呢，跟肉体是非常非常相像的。
When the Bible describes the body, we realize that it's also very much similar like the flesh.
譬如说在罗马书第六章里头啊
，For example, in Romans 6,
他说到我们这个身体呢是一个罪身哈、啊。
Says,
是个带罪之身、啊、
Our body is the body of sin.
它是呢是被罪所辖制的那个身体。
It has been controlled by sin.
所以十二节他说啊
，Therefore,
他说所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。
Romans 6:12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body.
使你们顺从身子的私欲。
That you should obey it in its lust.
这个身子，这个身体啊，是必死的。
The body is mortal.
是属死的。
It's simply it belongs to that.
它里面呢是有各样的私欲的。
Within it is filled with all kinds of lust.
他后面说了，说身体有各样的恶行的。
And the Bible also says the body has all kinds of
evil acts. 我们这个身体里面有许许多多的各式各样的恶。
There are many kinds of evil within our body.
不但是里面有恶，它里面有那个罪的那个权势在里头。
Not only does he have this evil, but also he has the dominion of evil.
说七章二十一节的，他这么说啊。
7:21.
他说呢，我觉得有个律。
Paul says that I see there is a law.
就是我愿意为善的时候呢，必有恶与我同在。
That is, I will to do good, but the evil is with me.
他说按着，因为按着我里面的意思。
According to my mind,
我是喜欢神的律的。
I desire God's law.
但是呢，我觉得我肢体当中啊有另外一个律。
However, I feel there is a law in my members.
那不和我心中的律交战了、啊，把我掳去啊。
Warring against the law of mine and bring me into captivity.
叫我服从的身体。中那个服从肢体中那个犯罪的律。
To the law of sin which is in my memory.
所以他说我真是苦啊。
Therefore he says, wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体、啊、
？You will deliver me from this body of death.
他说的这个身体啊，就是我们的物质上的身体。
So this body is the physical body.
他说在我们这个身体里头。
In our body.
在我们这个肢体当中啊。
Among our members,
它有一个律
，there is a law，
它有一个权势
，and there is a dominion，
有一个力量
，there is a power，
有一个倾向
，there is an inclination，
就是呢，叫我们要去犯罪
，that is we want to sin，
它都辖着我们呢，去引带领我们呢，它要我们去犯罪
，it reigns us and leads us into sinning，
所以说保罗说真是苦啊
，oh Paul says what a wretched man I am，
谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体
？Who is able to deliver me from this body of death？
所以呢，有很多时候啊，他这个肉体啊跟身体、啊、两个字啊，这两个字连在一起讲的。
So many times when Paul speaks of the body and the flesh, they are interchangeable。
你比如说第七章的第五节。
For example, in 7:5，
他说，因为我们属肉体的时候
，when we are carnal，
啊，就是那个我们心那个 carnal 哈，那个肉体的时候
，when we are fleshly，
那么那因律法而生的恶欲啊。
The evil desire because of the law.
在哪里发动呢
？Where does it work？
在我们的肢体当中发动。
It works in our members.
他说呢，我们当我们这个人呢，让我们心思属肉体的时候
，When we are our mind,
我们呢活在那个老我天然的里头时候
，When we live in our old nature,
他有个恶欲在哪里发动呢
？And there is the evil.
在我们的身上发动。
Desire is working in our members.
我们这个因此呢，我们这个身体就去犯罪了。
Therefore, our body sins.
所以呢，如果要致死我们这个肉体的话
，So to put to death our body.
必须要先致死我们的身体。
To put to death our members,
carnal,
the carnal body, we have to first put to death our body.
Physical body.
Physical body.
所以八章十三节他这么说。
Therefore, 8:13.
他说你们若顺从肉体活着。
If you live according to the flesh.
我们那个心思老我到里面活着的话呢。
If your own mind, your own intents are
still living, 必要死。
You will die.
那么若是靠着圣灵呢。
But by the spirit.
致死什么恶行呢。
To put to death,
致死我们身体上的恶行。
To put to death the deeds of the body,
那就必要活着。
Then you will live.
他说：“你发觉呢，致死我们的身体上的恶行呢，跟我们呢那个对付我们那个老我肉体有息息相关的。”
Therefore, to put to death the deeds of the body are so closely related to put to death our very flesh.
哎呀，我们呢常常啊小看我们自己的身体啊。
We often belittle our body.
我们呢觉得身体啊，不过就是身体嘛，是物质的东西。
Would you think, well, our body is a physical thing?
那个是我管他，不是他管我。
I should have control over my body, not the other way.
多少时候我们的经历上不是这样子的。
So many times in our experiences, it's not so.
圣经上说呢，说你们不能够贪食好酒。
The Bible says, "Do not take in much wine. Do not be gluttonous."
不能够呢，那个荒宴呐、啊，这个宴乐啊。
Do not participate in drunkenness and revelries.
多少时候呢？
But so many times.
我们今天呢，碰到这个机会不是很多、啊。
Although we don't encounter this kind of situations much, many.
但是呢，我想我们都吃过 buffet 啊。
Many times, but we all go to buffet.
你吃 buffet 的时候，你会有这样的经验
？When you are having your buffet, you have
this experience. 如果你肚子很饿的时候
，When you're so hungry.
哎，你去吃 buffet 的时候
，And then you go to buffet.
你一盘又一盘的吃
，One plate after another.
又一盘又一盘的吃
，One dish after another.
吃到最后呢，你说你后悔，很后悔啊。
To the end, you say, "Oh, I really regret it. I've done this."
哎呀，干嘛吃这么多啊？这个，下次啊，这个就不来了，下次不吃了。
What have I done? Why did I eat so much? Next time, I won't eat this much.
哎呀，每一次吃完 buffet， 我们每次后悔。
So every time we go to buffet and we come out regretting.
好像管不了我们这个食欲似的。
It's just like we cannot control our appetite.
哎，我们说为什么会这么贪吃呢
？Why is it we are so gluttonous?
是我这个心思里面呢想要吃吗
？Is it that in my mind, in my thought, I want to eat 吗？
是我有一个贪吃的这个个性吗
？Is this I just have this character being a glutton？
下次你再去吃 buffet 的时候
，When you go to the buffet again，
你先去试试看。
Now try this。
你在家里先吃个八分饱。
You would eat almost a full at home。
你有个馒头，你吃个馒头。
If you have a Chinese bun,
有个花卷，你吃个花卷。
If you have something else,
你再去吃 buffet 试试。
And then you go to the buffet.
你还有胃口吃吗
？Do you still have that same appetite?
你没有什么胃口吃了。
You don't have much.
含山珍海味摆在你面前呢。
No matter how delicious or ravishing the food might be,
如果你已经吃饱了
before you, but if you're satisfied,
你的肚子不需要。
Your belly does not need that much.
你的身体没有那个需要，没有这样子叫你去吃了。
Your body does not have the crave to eat.
山珍海味摆在你面前，你也不想吃。
No matter how delicious the food might be being placed before you, you don't
want to eat. 所以是谁在管制我们贪食好酒呢
？So who is controlling our thought, trying not to be?
是我们这个身体啊。
Gluttonous is our body, it's our belly.
所以有人说了，他们的肚腹啊，成为他们的神。
So that's why the Bible says their belly becomes their god.
今天在网络上面呢，那个很大很大的企业啊，这个大赚钱的，就是色情啊，就是
today,
色情的网站。
Today, in internet, there is a very big enterprise business that's the pornography.
为什么色情的网站这么样的这么样子的赚钱这么样子的风险呢
？Why is the pornography sites are so popular, making so much money？
是为什么人这么多人，尤其是年轻人呢、啊，就沉迷在这色情的网站里头呢
？So many people, especially young people, simply indulge themselves in it。
是他们心思的问题吗？
Is it the problem of their thoughts?
是里面有那个恶，那个情欲在里头嘛
？Is it because there is this lust within them?
也是哈。
True, it is.
但是如果这个人他没有这个没有那个性欲的话，
没有。
如果是
if this person has no sexual desire, Would this person go on the website? It is his physical body that drives him to look at those sites. And we often throw out a temper tantrum. Why is it we become angry? Especially young people.
年轻人的时候呢，有的时候我这个这。 脾气起来的时候，跟父母顶嘴啊，跟那个兄弟姐妹吵架。
Once they have this fit, they start arguing with their parents, siblings.
很多时候呢，是因为里面那个荷尔蒙的那个分泌的问题啊。Many
times it's because the issuing of the hormone.
在青少年的时候呢，那个荷尔蒙的分泌确实还是不是很稳定的时候呢，他情绪很不稳定的。At
teenager's age, the hormone is not that stable, so their emotion is not Once the whole situation goes out of hand, they start arguing with parents.
这不要说青少年了，这个大人大人呢？
Not to mention our young people, just even adults.
有人说啊，在这个更年期的时候啊，这个情绪是非常不稳定。
Some people say when if you're at menopause, your emotion just goes on the ride up and down.
如果哪天的那个太太发脾气了,
now maybe in one of the days that the wife gets into a fit.
可能她在更年期里头,
maybe she's in the menopause.
那个里面那个分泌失调啊，里头啊没办法控制里面的情绪。
Maybe there is an imbalance in hormone, so she couldn't control herself.
其实男人也好不了哪里啊。
And man is not doing much better either.
男人也有更年期啊。
Man has menopause.
男人在更年期的时候，那个是对脾气也很古怪。
And when they are in menopause, they just have this very weird temperament.
那个内分泌的失调啊，影响我们这个人的情绪。
Therefore, this imbalancing hormone simply affects our emotions.
管理这个控制我们的跟人的待人处事
and actually controlling us as to how we cope with others.
有时候里头那个起来的时候啊，它那个东西trigger好了，那个东西我不知道怎么翻了，trigger的时候啊，你没法控制的。
Sometimes this anger comes out of you and it just triggers everything. You cannot have any control of it.
那个里头那个不知道是从哪里出来的，那个身体里面这个，有时候你很累的时候，也容易发脾气啊。
And you don't know where does that come from. And this is especially true when you are very tired. You just fly off your handle.
那个要是前天晚上睡不好，第二天早上的时候就很容易发脾气，很容易说错话。
The night before you didn't have a good sleep, and the next day, you just say so many wrong things. You just get agitated so much.
难怪了吧，我的太太说。
No wonder Paul said.
我真是苦啊。
Oh, wretched man.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
哎呀，谁能管得住他呢？
Who can control over this body?
多少时候呢？我们里面也是叹息。
And so many times, even within ourselves, we groan.
哥林多后书他说我们那么心中啊叹息劳苦，我们等候要穿上那个将来那个衣服。
In 2 Corinthians, we read that we groan, we labor, we are looking forward to put on the new clothing.
哎呀，我们呢盼望有一天呢，我们这个不再受这个皮囊的辖制。
We hope that one day we will no longer be controlled by this physical body.
他说呢，今天呢，不再是我们这样，整个受造之物都是这个样子。
And the Bible teaches that it's not just us, the whole creation acts this way.
整个受造之物都在那个虚空的辖制底下。
The whole creation is under the bondage of futility.
哎呀，我们这些呢，有圣灵初结果子的人呢，也是心里叹息。
And we who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit also groan within ourselves.
我怎么又发脾气了呢？
How is it I throw a fit again?
我怎么又做错事了呢？
Why is it I've done this wrong again?
我怎么就控制不了我这个人呢？
Why is I cannot control my being?
哎呀，我们呢，等候那个。
儿子的名分。We're waiting for the adoption of son.
盼望呢，有那个身体的得赎。We're
hoping for the redemption of our body.
感谢赞美主啊！We
thank and praise our Lord.
耶稣基督呢，是我们的救赎。Jesus
Christ is our redemption.
他是我们身体的拯救。He
is the deliverer.
他当他再来的时候
，When he comes again,
他要把一个让我们穿上个荣耀的身体。He's
going to put on a glorious body.
那个时候，那个身体就不再成为我们的辖制了。
Therefore, at that time, the body will no longer be our bondage.
这身体呢，不能够再让他带我们去犯罪。 罪了。
That our body will no longer lead us to sin.
哎呀，这是一个何等样的盼望！
Oh, what a hope!
这是一个荣耀的盼望。
This is a glorious hope.
他说呢，我们的得救呢是在乎盼望。
And Paul says that we are saved in this hope.
他的意思是说呢，我们是因着那个盼望，我们得救了。
The better translation is in hope we have.
或者是说呢，在那个盼望里头了，我们经历这个救赎了。
Or to say that in this hope we are experiencing this redemption.
这个得救呢？
This deliverance
不是我们灵的得救，不是我们的魂的更新呢。
A spirit, not a renewing
这个得
of our soul,
这个得救呢，是我们身体的得赎。
The salvation is a redemption of our body.
啊，我们的身体得赎啊，这样子的这样子的救赎啊，是根据于我们的盼望。
The redemption of our body, this kind of salvation is based upon our hope.
这个盼望呢，是我们经历，是我们等候的将来的救赎。
In this hope.We look forward to and we experience in
the salvation. 我们都很熟悉啊，我们是因信得救的。
We all know it so well that we're justified by faith.
但是呢，我觉得呢，我们对于这个盼望呢，认识的非常的少。
But I feel we have a little understanding of hope.
他说呢，我们是在盼望里头得救的。
And the Bible teaches that
是盼望使我们经历这个救赎的。
In hope, we experience this redemption.
我们呢，那个对于信心啊，带领我们得救，我们因信称义，我们很熟悉。
We know this so well that we're justified by faith.
但是我们对于盼望啊，这个盼望使我们得救赎啊，我们非常的熟，非常的陌生啊。
But we don't know as well about that in this hope, which will also gives us the salvation.
哥林多前书十三章啊，他说到我们跟那个基督徒身上有应该有三种那个美丽的性格。
In 1 Corinthians 13, we read that in Christians there should be these three wonderful characters.
他说如今的长存的有信。有望有爱
Now abide, faith, hope, and love.
其中最大的是爱
These three things in which great, love is the greatest.
我们呢不但要经历信心啊
Not only do we experience faith.
我们呢要那个培养我们的爱心啊
But also we cultivate
我们呢还要来认识我们的盼望
Even more, we need to come to know our hope.
你发觉呢这有好几个那个英文叫 triplet 啊这是三个字连在一起的
This is a triplet of three words connected together.
耶稣基督呢是我们的公义
so Jesus Christ is our
是我们的圣洁
our sanctification,
是我们的救赎
and our redemption.
我们罗马书告诉我们呢我们 要不但叫称义
Romans tells us not only are we justified
我们要成圣
but also sanctified
我们要将来有一天要得荣耀
and one day we'll be glorified
说到我们的灵的救恩
it speaks of the salvation of our
说到我们魂的更新
and renewing of our soul
说到我们身体的得赎
and redemption of our body
这三样事情呢跟信望爱是连在一起的
these three things are so well placed with
我们的
faith, hope, and love
耶稣基督是我们的救是我们的公义
the Lord Jesus Christ is our righteousness
我们呢在他里头我们得称为义了
in him we are justified
我们呢经历的灵的救恩呢
Now we experience the salvation of the Spirit.
这个经历也是跟我们的信心呢紧紧相连的。
And this experience is so closely related.
我们呢是借着信呢进入现在所站的恩典当中。
It is by faith we now enter into the grace in which we are now standing.
信心呢使我们跟主耶稣基督的义相连接。
And also faith connects us with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在他里面得称为义。
In him we are justified.
然后呢，耶稣基督呢是我们的圣洁。
Then the Lord Jesus Christ is again is our sanctification.
我们呢，那个要今天要过成圣的过成圣的生活。
Today we want to live a life being sanctified.
说到我们的魂的救恩呢，是魂的心思意念的改变。
This speaks of the transformation of our mind and thought.
这件事情呢。
And this
跟我们的爱呢是紧紧相连的。
It's so closely related to love.
如果你去读那个哥林多前书十三章那个是爱的那个这十章的时候
，If you read the chapter of love in 1 Corinthians,
爱是恒久忍耐
，Love is
又有恩慈
，Long-suffering is kind,
爱是不嫉妒
，It's not jealous,
爱是不自夸
，It's not
不张狂。
Not arrogant,
不做害羞的事
do not do things rude,
不求自己的益处
do not seek his own interest.
里面呢所说到的都是什么呢
What is it all about?
都是一个人这个人呢他心思意念改变了
It speaks of the transformation man,
他的魂得到拯救了
a person's soul being saved,
他的那个魂更新了
a renewing of the soul,
他所表现出来的那个美丽的一面
how the beautiful thing being displayed.
凡是包容凡是相信凡是盼望凡是忍耐
always believe always hope.
爱是永不止息。
It never fails.
爱呢，这个跟我们这个魂的这心思意念改变是紧紧相连的。
Therefore, love is so closely related to the transformation of our mind and thought of the soul.
但是耶稣基督呢，又是我们的救赎。
And Lord Jesus Christ is our salvation.
哎，我们将来有一天要得荣耀。
One day we'll receive glory.
是什么呢？是生到我们的身体啊，要改变身体的得赎。
That is the redemption of the body. The body will be glorified.
这个经历呢
？And this experience
是跟盼望紧紧相连的。
It's so closely related to hope.
这个盼望呢，使我们呢能够得着我们经历身体的改变。
And because of this hope, we can gain, we can experience this redemption change of body.
在盼望当中，我们等候有一天呢，主再来的时候。
So in this hope, we're waiting until the Lord returns one day.
我们这个身体要改变。
Our body will be changed.
我们身体要得赎。
Our body will be redeemed.
它不再辖制我们了。
It no longer has control.
它不再是一个罪的身体了。
No longer it is a body of sin.
它里面呢不再有权势了。
No longer within it is this power.
脱下这个旧的皮囊啊。
Now we're putting off this
old self. 要穿上那个主那个荣耀的身体。
Whole body to put down the Lord's glorious body.
那个身体呢，不再是不再是我们的这个累赘了。
That body is no longer a burden to us anymore.
它在里面不再成为一个那个叫我们犯罪的律了。
No longer is that a law which causes us to sin.
叫我们能够完全活在神的面前。
To get all together.
这是一个完备的救恩
啊！ And this is full salvation.
这是完全的拯救。
It's a complete deliverance.
这个盼望呢，不单只是将来的。
Not only speaks of the time to come.
这个盼望呢，为什么这个盼望对我们这个身体的改变这么重要呢？
Why is this hope so important to the redemption of our body?
在约翰一书啊，第三章那里说。
In First John chapter 3.
他说呢，亲爱的弟兄啊。
Beloved,
我们现在是神的儿女。
Now we are children of God.
将来如何呢？还未显明。
It hasn't been revealed to us what we
shall be. 哎呀，我们是神的儿女，没错。
Yes, we are God's children.
将来会变成什么样呢？
But what's going to be like?
哎呀，我还是老我的样子吗？
Am I going to be like my old self?
还是天天受这个身体的辖制吗？
Am I going to be controlled by my body?
罪行在里面天天的搅动我吗？
The sinful act within me will stir me up every day.
他说。
And John says.
他说呢，主若显现。
When the Lord reveals himself,
我们必要像他
we shall be like him,
因为呢必得见他的真体
because we shall see he is.
当主再来的时候
when the Lord comes again,
哎呀我们呢要像他
we will be like him.
你看知道我们今天呢如果我们天天活在神的面前的话
now today if David would live in the presence of God,
我们呢我们听说有弟兄们呢他们呢谁天天活在神面前
I'm told some brethren daily live in the presence of God.
有姊妹们，但是天天活在主的那面光之中啊。
And some sisters daily live in the light of God.
你一进到那个房间里头去的时候
，Once you walk into there,
哎，人家跟我们说
，And people would tell us,
你就发觉那主的同在
，You should sense the presence of God.
那主的荣光就显在我们的弟兄身上，显在我们的这姊妹的脸上。
And the Lord's glorious light simply shines on the face of our brother or sister.
那还是今天的经历呢。
Well, this is today's experience.
到有一天呢
But one day,
主若显现的时候
When the Lord reveals himself,
我们要面对面要面对面迎接我们的主啊
We will meet our Lord face to face.
他的荣光要显在我们的身上
His glorious light will shine upon us.
主若显现
If the Lord,
我们必要像他
When the Lord reveals,
因为必得见他的真体
We'll be like him because we know we shall
see
he is.
当我们碰见主的时候那一天碰见主的时候
The very day when we come into contact with the Lord,
我们呢就经历身体的得赎了
And that's the day when we experience the redemption of the body. The body has been changed.
他说呢凡像他有这指望的
And the Bible says he who has this hope,
就怎么样了
What would he do?
就洁净自己啊，像他洁净一样。
He would purify himself as the Lord is pure.
碰见主啊，身体改变是将来的事。
Now the redemption of the body when we see him is the event in the future.
但是如果我们有这样子的盼望
，But if we do have this kind of hope,
盼望主再来的时候带给我们荣耀的身体。
We do hope that when the Lord returns, he would give us a glorious body today.
今天呢，我们就洁净自己。
Today we purify ourselves
像他洁净一样
as he is pure.
这个盼望呢，在我们里面有改变。
This hope causes transformation.
这个盼望让我们看见什么是重要的，什么是次要的。
It shows us what is important, what is secondary.
这个盼望呢，把我们抓住那个将来那个荣耀。
And so this hope is so tightly grips us into the future glory.
所以罗马书他继续说。
Therefore, the Romans continues to say.
他说呢，这个啊。 这个所见的盼望呢，不是盼望。
Now the hope you've seen is not hope.
谁还盼望他所见的呢？
Why would anyone hope of what he has seen?
但是我们若盼望所不见的。
But if we do hope that we haven't seen.
虽然那一天呢要来的是什么样子，我们还不知道。
Although we don't know if that what's going to be like.
虽然我们连肉眼还没有看见那个事情。
Although our physical eyes haven't seen that.
但是如果我们盼望那所不见的。
But if we hope for that we haven't seen.
我们今天呢就能够忍耐，可以等候。
Today we would persevere. Today we would wait.
哎呀，虽然我昨天又发了脾气了。
Although yesterday I had a temper tantrum.
虽然我昨天呢这个没睡好，我说错了话了。
Although yesterday I didn't sleep well, therefore I said something wrong.
虽然呢我这个肉体昨天又做完了。他做了那个这叫我做了不该做的事。
Although yesterday my body rained again and I did something I'm not
supposed
to do.
我们几乎要退去了。
And to the point we sometimes we simply
want to draw back. 我们灰心的说算了，不走这条路了。
We are so downtrodden. We say forget it.
这条路太难了，走不下去。
It's just so hard.
但是那个盼望呢，把我们抓住了。
But this hope would so tightly.
的盼望让我们能够忍耐。
Enables us to be patient.
忍耐我们这个人呢、啊，这个驱使的身体啊，天天呢、啊、这样辖制我们。
To be patient with ourselves, even though this body of death daily reigns.
忍耐我这个人呢、啊，又做了这个我自己不想做的事情。
I would be patient that even though I have done something again, I shouldn't have done.
这个盼望呢，其实也在对弟兄姊妹身上也是这样子啊。
The hope, this hope works the same in the brothers and sisters.
因为我们这样子盼望的缘故。
Because we have this hope.
我们彼此忍耐。
In such a way that we tolerate with each other.
我们彼此等候。
And we wait for one another.
知道我们今天是虽然是这个样子。
We know although today we act like this.
但是呢，我明天不一定会这个样子。
But tomorrow I may not be like this.
五年之后不会这个样子。
5 years later I would not be like this.
十年之后呢，我不要主要刮目相看的。
You would have a total different view.
因为呢，主在我身上要做。
Because the Lord is working in me.
主在我身上有主在身上有能力。
The Lord has this power in me.
主在我的弟兄身上，主在我的姊妹身上要改变。
And in this brother and this sister, the Lord will be working in them and change them.
五年之后
，5 years later，
十年之后
，10 years later，
我弟兄我的姊妹不会是这个样子。
My brother and my sister will never be like this.
我不会是这个样子。
I will not be like this.
因为呢，我里面有那个盼望。
Because I have this hope.
哎呀，因为那个主在我们身上要做那个工作。
And the Lord will do such a work.
哎，所以我们能够忍耐呀。
Therefore, we could forbear with
one another.
We can wait.
啊，感谢赞美主啊！这是实在是他自己的救恩呢。
We thank and praise the Lord truly.
耶稣基督呢，他是我们的拯救。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our redemption.
他是我们的救赎。
He is our salvation.
这个救赎呢
？This redemption.
只是将来的吗
？Does it only point to the future?
耶稣基督他成为我们的救赎，这个是将来要发生的事吗？
The Lord Jesus Christ will become our redemption. Is this something that's to come?
跟我今天有没有关系呢
？Does it have anything to do with?
当然，我们说呢，在盼望当中的时候呢
，Of course,
we
said that.
这个盼望呢，使我们能够改变。
In hope, we will be changed.
这块盼望呢，使我们能够忍耐。
In hope, we would.
使我们能够等候。
We would forbear. We would wait.
但是圣经告诉我们呢。
But the Bible teaches
耶稣基督的救赎
that the salvation of Jesus Christ
不单是他来的时候呢，要使我们身体改变。
It's not only when he comes, our body will be changed.
耶稣基督的救赎
but the redemption of Jesus Christ
今天就要我们经历他复活生命的大能。
Enables us to experience the power of his risen life today.
在以弗所书他这么说啊。
In Ephesians we read
他说呢，他有没有这圣灵要让我们知道啊？他向我们这信的人身上的所显的能力是何等样的浩大。
The Holy Spirit will teach us what it is, the extraordinary greatness of His power in us who believe in Him.
是什么样的能力呢
？What kind of power is it?
就是呢，他叫基督呢从死里用大能大力说要耶稣去从死里复活那个能力。
This is the very power He exerted to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. This great power.
他把耶稣基督呢从死里复活那个能力呢。今天呢，要显在我们的身上。
The power that God exerts to raise Jesus Christ from the dead today will be exerted in us.
让我们知道，他向我们信的人身上所显的能力是何等样的浩大。
So that we would understand the exceeding greatness of His power in us who believe.
所以罗马书十一节十八章十一节，八章十一节他这么说。
Therefore, in Romans 8:11, we read.
他说：“然而要叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵。”
But the very spirit of Him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
如果住在你们里面
，If He dwells in you,
那叫耶基督耶稣从死里复活的
And then he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and that's our Father God, through the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, he will give this life to your mortal body. Now our body is a mortal body. It's the body of death. It's very material to be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. Daily it controls us. Therefore we live in this life of death.
感谢赞美主啊,
we thank and praise the Lord. The spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
哎呀，他那个圣灵啊， 他在我们里面要工作。
And that's the Holy Spirit who will work in us.
他把那个耶稣从死里复活的那个能力啊， 要显在我们的身上。
The very power that he raised Jesus Christ from the dead will be revealed in us.
今天。
Today,
就是今天呢, 他叫我们这个必死的身体要活过来。
Today, he will give life to our mortal body.
虽然呢, 有的时候我们会这么说,
although sometimes we say this,
只要我们一天呢, 活在这个身体里面,
as long as we live in our body,
一天呢, 这个臭皮拿不出去,
as long as this body does not,
我们呢, 就难免会犯罪。
It's not taken away while we can help. Because the dominion of the
power
is so great, we often sigh.
但是呢, 神呢, 祂给我们救恩呢,
However, God has given us this salvation.
耶稣基督是我们的救赎。
And Jesus Christ is our redemption. He will give life to this mortal body.
我们呢,可以不受我们这个荷尔蒙的影响。
We don't have to be impacted by the issuing of the hormone.
我们呢,可以不受我们这个更年期的瑕疵。
We don't have to be controlled by menopause.
我们呢,可以呢,不让我们这个身体来掌管我们。
Nor do we have to allow the body to control us.
当我们从外面旅游回来的时候,
when we come back from traveling,
身体是何样的疲倦,
how tired our body
is. 但是呢晚上就要聚会了,
but at night we have a
来到聚会当中的时候,
and when we come to the church, our bodies are so tired.
哎呀我们可以这样祷告,
so we could pray like this.
说主啊, 我身体很累,
oh Lord, my body is really tired.
但是我要聚会,
but I want to go to the meeting.
但是我要跟弟兄姊妹有交通,
I want to have the fellowship with my brothers and sisters.
求你复活生命大能啊, 这现在就显在我身上。
May the power of the endless life now reveal in me.
圣灵保惠师在我里面来工作。
The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, now works in me.
叫我这个必死的身体再活过来。
And to give this life to my mortal body.
哎呀，我这个人呢。 虽然是疲倦的,
although I am tired physically,
但是呢,
but the Lord's great power is in me.
哎呀，我再活过来。
And I'm made alive again.
我聚会呢, 再次又聚会有精神了。
And then I'm spirited to go.
我们呢服事里头有能力了。
And we have this power.
我们呢这跟弟兄姊妹交通有亮光了。
And we have this light inside when we share with our brothers and sisters.
虽然我身体很疲倦,
although my physical body is very tired,
但是主的大能那些浮在我的身上,
but the Lord's great power overshadows me.
今天就叫我经历复活生命。
Today, he allows me to experience the power of this endless life.
当你里头啊,真的是,经不住要发脾气的时候,
when you're about to throw a temper tantrum,
你里头啊,有个东西trigger起来了, 控制不了他的时候,
and something triggers that you just cannot control it.
你就跟妈妈顶嘴。
So you talk back to your mom.
跟爸爸顶嘴。
Talk back to your dad.
顶嘴完了你又很后悔。
And after that, if you feel so sorry, what do you do?
跟哥哥吵架，跟姐姐吵架。
And
怎么办呢?
You fight with your brother, with your sister, what do you do?
你可以回到你房间里去。
Now you go back to your room.
再次跪到神的面前。
Kneel before God.
说主啊，我刚刚又犯错了。
Praying that Lord, I committed wrongs again.
我惹爸爸气了，或者妈妈就生气了。
I simply provoked my mom and dad to anger.
我管不了我的这个情绪啊。
I just cannot have any control of my sentiments.
求你来帮助我。
Oh Lord, help me.
主啊，你让我能够胜过里面的感觉。
Oh Lord, help me to overcome my feelings.
主呢，就要把你改变了。
And the Lord will change you.
你发现呢，气消了。
and you feel that it seems that your anger simply is deflated, and the thing that's controlling you
disappears.
And right away you rise
up. And
you go back to your mom, your dad, and say, oh, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have talked to you like that. I didn't control myself just now.
我们呢，大人不是也是一样吗？
Doesn't this also apply to us as adults?
多少时候夫妻吵架的时候？
So many times between the quarreling among couples.
有的时候是很小的事情。
A lot of times it's just
a little thing. 但是不知道为什么。
But we don't know why.
我们里面那个人呢，被挑起来了。
We become so pettish that all being is being stirred up.
我们控制不了我们自己。
We cannot control ourselves.
哎，我们就说一些伤人的话。
Therefore, we say some damaging words.
我常常觉得啊。
I often feel.
夫妻吵架可以啊。
It's okay for couples to fight with one another. 难免的事情啊。
难免的事情。
It's something unavoidable.
但是呢，绝对不要说那个伤人的话。
But never say those hurtful words.
你知道了，那个虽然是夫妻啊。
Even with couples,
你那个伤人的话一出去以后啊,
the hurtful words, once you do that, there is no way for you to take it back.
就算你事后道歉了,
even though you would apologize afterwards,
疤痕在那里,
but the scar stays there.
过一段时间又被挑起来了,
after a while, it's going to be stirred up again.
我们会发脾气,
and then we would become angry.
我们会说错话,
we say wrong words.
但真的求主保守我们了,
but we ask the Lord to feel
watchful,
not to say the words that would hurt others.
因为你说那伤害的话呢, 几年几十年过不去。
Once the words are spoken, even several years, tens of years, the damage is still there.
但是呢，但是我们还是不想发脾气，对不对？
We all know we don't want to become angry.
当我们起来争执的时候。
When we are in argument.
哎呀，那开始要说那些不该说的话了。
When we're about to say things that we're not supposed to say.
我们该怎么办呢？
What should we do?
回到我们的房间里头去。
Go back to our room.
跪在主的面前。
Kneel before the Lord.
说主啊，我控制不了自己。
Oh Lord, I cannot control myself.
哎，我这个身体呀，它在辖制我。
It is the body who is controlling me.
这里面那个律啊，它叫我去说，就要说不该说的话嘛。The
law within my body is causing me to say things I'm not supposed to say.
主啊，求你圣灵，求你的圣灵伏庇我。
Oh Lord, may your Holy Spirit overshadow me.
让我来经历你复活生命的大能。
Let me experience the power of your endless life now.
我管不了我的身体。
I can't control my body.
我管不了我的内分泌。
Nor can I control my
hormones. 但是你能。
But you can.
主啊，你能。
Lord, you can.
哎呀，你能叫耶稣，那个你那个这个能力把耶稣叫做耶稣从死里复活了。
Lord, you have this power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
我这个小小的身体算什么呢？
What is my little body?
你能够做的。
Of course you can.
求你来掌管。
May you have a control over.
求你的能力来医治。
Oh, may you come to heal them.
求你的大能来伏庇我。
Overshadowing me with your great power.
当我们这样祷告的时候,
as we pray like this,
你发觉人的气消了,
you see that your anger simply
deflated. The
things that first work you up so much are no big deal.
本来嘛,
those things are little petty things.
实在不是那个事情让我们生气。
It's really not those things that upset you.
是那个事情的挑起我们那个肉体, 挑起我们这, 肉那个身体里面那个律的时候呢，我们管不了。It
is the things when they stir up the law of sin within you, then you have no control.
是主能。But
our Lord can.
耶稣基督是我们的救赎。
Lord Jesus Christ is our
redemption. 是我们身体的救赎。
Is the redemption of our body.
不但是将来我们身体的救赎。
Not only is the redemption of the body in the age to come.
今天就是我们身体的救赎。
Today it is the redemption of our body.
主啊，你来掌管我。
Our Lord come to control.
主啊，你来做主。
Our Lord come to reign.
哎呀，你发觉那个平安的就像在我们心里头。
And then you sense that the peace now.
哎呀，就发觉那气也消了。
You realize our anger has gone.
哎呀，看到我的先生了，不是那么坏。
And then when you look at your husband, you say, oh,
哎呀,
he's not that bad.
我太太实在是非常可爱的。
And my wife is lovely too.
哎呀，这件事情呢，实在是算不了什么。
And this is the very thing.
我们可以起来了。
We just rise up.
我们可以站起来。 我们可以过去道歉。
We can go over and apologize.
我们呢，可以说一些和平的话。
We can say words of peace.
哎呀，那个和睦的灵啊，再次就临到我们的家中了。
The spirit of unity once again come to my house.
耶稣基督呢是我们的救赎。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is our redemption.
他要把我们的身体完全改变过来。
He is going to change our body completely.
今天的复活生命的大能就要显在我们的身上。
Today the power of the endless life will reveal in us.
面对这么大的救恩呢。
Now facing this such a great salvation,
我们呢里面应该怎么样的回应？
How should we respond to it?
啊，神已经做了这么多了。
God has done so much.
耶稣基督呢，在我们里面呢，已经呢显得这么样的大能了。
The Lord Jesus Christ has already.
我们呢应该要怎么样的回应？
How shall we react to it?
罗马书十那个十二章第一节，他这么说啊。
Romans 12:1 says,
说呢，弟兄们啊，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Brethren, by the mercies of God, I implore you,
将你的身体献上啊，当作活祭。
That you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
Holy.
是神所喜悦的。
Acceptable to God.
那么我们彼此侍奉乃是理所当然。
Which is your reasonable service?
哎呀，神做了这么大的事。
God has performed such a great thing.
让我们经历这么大的拯救。
That He has enabled us to experience such
a great salvation. 把我们的身体拯救过来以后做什么呢？
After He has saved our body, what would He do?
然后把我们的身体拯救过来啊。
He redeems our body.
要把我们的身体啊当做义的器具。
He wants us to present our body as an instrument of righteousness.
他过去呢，他曾经是罪的那个的器具。
In the past, he used to be the instrument of sin.
他是那个死的器具啊。
Instrument of death.
我们从前呢是把那个这个肢体呢献给罪的，献给义的，去做那些不法的事情。
It used to be that we present our members as instruments of sin and death to do those unrighteous acts.
保罗告诉我们说，他说我们要像从死里复活的人呢。
We should be like those who are raised from the dead.
将自己献给神。
Present ourselves to God.
并将肢体也做义的器具献给神。
And then present our members as instruments.
将我们的身体的献上，摆在祭坛上。
We just present our bodies on the altar.
主你自己来用。
Oh Lord, come use it.
主啊，你把我身体那个让我身体的经历了救赎。
Oh Lord, you have allow me to experience the redemption of the body.
从今呢，我这身体呢不是自己的了。
From now on, the body is no longer mine.
我这身体呢是要用来服侍你的。
My body is to be used to serve you.
神让我能让我们的身有个好的身体。
Oh Lord, give us this healthy body.
是为了让我们能够来服侍他。
So that we could serve you.
让我们呢能够把自己献上啊。
So that we could offer.
让主自己来使用。
To allow God to use.
主赐给我们一个好的眼睛，我们感谢神。
When the Lord gives us good,
让我们能够好好读主的话。
Because we can use them to study God's word.
主赐给我们一个还能够听的耳朵。
When God gives us this ear still that we could hear.
我们来多来听主的信息。
Let's come to listen to God's message.
在网络上面有这么多好的那个美丽的信息，我们常常来听。
Wonderful messages in the internet. Let's listen to them.
主赐给我们一个可能够说的口。
As the Lord gives us this mouth to speak.
让我们能够来唱赞美他的诗歌。
Let us sing His praises.
让我们呢来述说主的大能。
Let's declare His great power.
来跟弟兄姊妹呢交通呢主在我们身上的大作为。
Let's commune with our brothers and sisters.
主给我们一个好一双好的腿。
And He has given us this.
让我们走主的路。
So that we can walk in the Lord's
way. 主给我们一双健康的。
He has given us this healthy hand.
让我们能够做主的工。
So that we can work God's work.
就把自己的身体献上啊，当做活祭。
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
Holy.
是神所喜悦的。
Acceptable to God.
你们理所的侍奉呢，是理所当然的。
And this is your reasonable service.
巴不得呢，神在我们身上工作。
Oh, if only the Lord God were working.
在我们身上，在我们经历了完全的救恩呢。
And lead us to experience His full salvation.
不但我们的灵得救了。
Not only is our spirit saved.
相信主耶稣基督，我们得了一个新的生命。
Now believing Jesus Christ, that we receive this.
我们能够跟神沟通了。
So we could fellowship with.
我们享受他自己的同在。
We could enjoy His presence.
同时，今天我们也经历魂的改变。
But today we also are experiencing the transformation of
our soul. 让我们心思意念呢能够改变过来。
He's changing our thoughts, our intent.
耶稣基督是我们的圣洁。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is our sanctification. He enables us to live a sanctifying life. We thank and praise the Lord. Today we will also experience the Lord Jesus Christ as our redemption. He is the redemption of our body. He will give this life to our mortal body.
被罪所辖制的。
The very body is being controlled by death.
有罪的权势在里头的。
Within it is the dominion.
叫我们常常叹息的。
And it causes often to sigh.
叫我们里头是常常叫我们的那个说是苦的。
It makes us to say so often, oh, how wretched am I.
今天呢，让我们活过来。
But today, He will quicken us.
让我们的身体呢，献给我们的主。
Allow, so we will present our bodies to Him.
让主自己用。
Allow the Lord to use.
我们来服侍他。
To serve Him.
我们来走主的路。
To walk in the Lord's way.
感谢主。
We just thank our Lord.
让我们祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer now?
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Because you have begotten us through Jesus Christ.
叫我们里面真是有那个活泼的盼望。
He is raised from the dead, so we now have this living hope.
父啊，每当来述说你借着耶稣基督在我们身上所做的事的时候。
Oh Lord, every time we declare the great work that Jesus Christ has performed in us.
我们不单是要俯伏敬拜。
Not only we will fall down and worship you.
但我们要口唱心和，我们来赞美我们的神。
But we will sing with one heart, one mouth to praise our Lord.
因为他在我们的身上，在我们当中做了何等大的事。
Oh, what a tremendous work he has done among us.
他实行了何等大的拯救。
What tremendous salvation he has accomplished among us.
叫我们这些原来是属火湖的人。
That we who were originally for the lake of fire and brimstone,
是仇敌被败坏所辖制的人。
We were people who've been controlled by the dominion of our enemy.
如今呢，能够活出主耶稣基督的样式。
Today we could live out the very image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的荣美。
And live out the beauty of the Lord Jesus, His glory.
能够显在我们这些软弱不配的人身上。
His beauty now is being revealed in us who are so weak and worthy.
父，我们赞美你。
Father, we praise you.
虽然我们是软弱的。
Even though we are weak.
但是我们的主是刚强的。
But our Lord is strong.
我们的主他是何等的刚强。
Oh, how strong our Lord is.
在我们里面要成就他的工作。
He will accomplish his work in us.
让我们也一同来在今天就经历他的大能。
Oh, together now let's experience his great power.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.